The statewide mask mandate ended April 10th. Still, Wasatch County Public Health Director Randall Probst told the council there are regulations for organized events, which means gatherings of 50 or more people from different households.
There's a section in here now that talks about fully vaccinated, so that plays into the order in a couple of places. And the other thing that's important is the definition of what is called an organized event. Organized event means an in-person gathering that is coordinated by an event host that is attended by 50 or more individuals, where the attending individuals are unable to physically distance 6 feet from one another who are not part of the same household.
An event host is defined as someone who owns, operates, or provides facilities for or has oversight over events or activities such as dances, museums, special events. Wasatch County is currently in the moderate transmission category. Probst said the current order requires hosts have a mechanism in place to verify the attendees are not in quarantine or experiencing symptoms. If people remove their masks while eating or drinking, a 6-foot social distance is required. Probst said the health department is going over the new orders with every event applicant.
And then the big piece for the event host, and this is where I think it gets a little more difficult, is the event host has to have a mechanism for identifying who attended, where they sat, who they were in contact with, so that if there is any kind of an outbreak, they have to then do the contact tracing.
Probst plans to retire as the public health director on June 1st. His replacement is Janelle Fitzgerald. She has worked at the county health department for 22 years in various roles. She said they canceled the Johnson & Johnson vaccine clinics for this week and await direction from the CDC about when they can begin to administer the one-shot vaccine. They've found the J&J appeals to people who have transportation limitations or live in more distant parts of the county. The J&J vaccine clinic held last Saturday was successful.
We didn't get a large number of people calling worried about it. We did cancel our clinic, however, though. So we are still holding our mass clinic for a Moderna vaccine. And then we're finding out more about whether we'll have some Pfizer vaccine to offer to students next week, to 6-17-year-olds.
Probst said the COVID positive test numbers were dropping last week, but this week the positive case numbers are plateauing.
So it's not taking back off, but it's certainly there. The real answer to that question is depends on what these variants do, because that's what seems to be causing the surges again. It's more contagious, and so it spreads more, and we're also seeing it affecting a younger population this time. It's more the 18 to 45-year-olds than it is the older population now.
Probst said they think the older population and at-risk groups are now vaccinated and therefore not affected by the variants. Moderna vaccine clinics are Tuesdays through Thursdays from noon to 6 at the Wasatch County Events Center. Appointments must be made at 435-657-3276. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.